Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Kennedy, the Classic Biography, is Ted Sorensen's intimate, historically grounded portrait of John F. Kennedy, written by one of Kennedy's closest advisors and speechwriters. First published in 1965 and later republished in the Harper Perennial Political Classics line, the book belongs to the political biography genre, but it reads partly like an insider account of how power actually worked inside the Kennedy circle. Sorensen traces Kennedy's path from senator to candidate to president, while also examining his personality, his habits of thought, and the pressures that shaped his decisions. The purpose is not to create a heroic legend, but to present Kennedy as a capable, complex, and fallible public figure. Because Sorensen was present for many key moments, the book combines chronology with firsthand observation, making it especially valuable as a record of political judgment, presidential leadership, and the realities of crisis management in the early 1960s. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a presidential biography shaped by direct access to Kennedy's inner circle. The book's central strength is its unusual proximity to its subject. Sorensen was not an outside historian reconstructing events from archives alone. He was a long-serving advisor who saw Kennedy as legislator, candidate, and president. That access gives the biography a level of detail that makes Kennedy's decisions feel immediate rather than remote. It also explains the book's structure. The narrative follows Kennedy's public rise, while constantly returning to the personal and intellectual habits that influenced his actions. Sorensen does not merely list achievements. He shows how conversations, working relationships, and policy discussions shaped outcomes. This insider perspective is valuable because it captures the atmosphere of governing, including the speed of decisions and the importance of trust among a small group of aides. At the same time, the book invites readers to consider the limits of proximity. Sorensen writes with admiration, so the biography is informative not only for what it reveals, but also for how a close associate interprets Kennedy's leadership from within the administration. Secondly, Kennedy as a human being rather than a political myth. A defining feature of the biography is its effort to strip away legend without reducing Kennedy to mere criticism. Sorensen presents him as intelligent, disciplined, ambitious, witty, and often decisive, but also as someone who made errors, tolerated ambiguity, and faced constraints that shaped his public record. This humanizing approach matters because Kennedy has often been treated as an icon of charisma and youthful promise. Sorensen instead emphasizes the practical reality of a president who had to operate through incomplete information, fragile alliances, and institutional resistance. By including weaknesses alongside strengths, the book creates a more believable political portrait. Kennedy emerges as a man whose personality mattered, but not in simplistic terms. His judgment, composure, and political instincts are shown as real assets, yet his limitations remain visible. This balance is one reason the biography has lasted. It resists both hostile debunking and uncritical celebration. Readers gain a clearer understanding of how leadership can be both effective and flawed at the same time, especially in a system where image, strategy, and substance constantly interact. Thirdly, the Bay of Pigs and Cuban Missile Crisis as tests of presidential judgment. Much of the book's historical value comes from its treatment of decisive foreign policy crises, especially the Bay of Pigs and the Cuban Missile Crisis. Sorensen does not present these episodes simply as dramatic moments. He uses them to examine how Kennedy learned, adapted, and measured risk under pressure. The Bay of Pigs is important because it exposes the consequences of poor planning, overconfidence, and the hazards of inherited assumptions within the national security apparatus. Sorensen's account is valuable precisely because it does not hide the failure. By contrast, the Cuban Missile Crisis demonstrates Kennedy's ability to absorb advice, weigh options, and avoid impulsive escalation. These chapters make the biography more than a life story. They become a study of presidential decision-making when the stakes were global. Sorensen's first-hand position lends these sections a sense of immediacy, but the larger insight is broader effective leadership depends not only on authority, but on the capacity to revise one's position when facts change. The book therefore offers a practical model of crisis governance grounded in historical experience. Fourthly, how Kennedy's views on civil rights and arms control evolved in office. Sorensen pays close attention to Kennedy's developing positions on major policy questions, especially civil rights and arms control. This matters because the biography shows Kennedy as a political actor who did not arrive in office with every position fixed in advance. Instead, his administration is portrayed as a period of adjustment, learning, and strategic movement. On civil rights, the book traces a gradual evolution that reflects both moral pressure and political calculation, illustrating how presidential leadership often advances through incremental rather than dramatic shifts. On arms control, Sorensen emphasizes Kennedy's growing awareness of the dangers of nuclear confrontation and his willingness to pursue more serious restraint. These themes add depth to the biography, because they show policy as a process rather than a slogan. Kennedy is portrayed as someone who could rethink priorities when experience demanded it. For readers, this is an important lesson in how a president's legacy is shaped not only by initial beliefs, but also by the ability to respond to historical circumstances. Sorensen makes those changes visible, without turning them into simplistic moral lessons. Lastly, a near memoir that blends political history with reflective witness. The book stands out because it occupies a space between biography, memoir, and historical testimony. Sorensen writes with the voice of a participant who remembers both the public narrative and the private labor behind it. That gives the book a reflective quality. It is not only about what Kennedy did, but about how those actions looked from inside the room. This perspective helps explain why the biography remains influential. It preserves the texture of the Kennedy years through anecdotes, conversations, and judgments that are difficult to recover from official records alone. At the same time, the book is more disciplined than a personal memoir because it tries to place events within a broader political context. The result is a book that is especially useful for readers who want to understand not just JFK, but the machinery of presidential power in the early 1960s. Its combination of intimacy and seriousness makes it distinct from more sensational or distant biographies. It is less concerned with scandal than with interpretation, and that focus gives it lasting scholarly and general reader value. In conclusion, Kennedy the Classic Biography is best suited for readers interested in American political history, presidential leadership, and the Kennedy administration as lived from the inside. Students, historians, and general readers will all benefit from Sorensen's unusually close perspective, which provides detail, context, and a sense of how decisions were actually made under pressure. The book is especially useful for anyone seeking to understand JFK beyond the familiar public image, because it presents him as both an effective leader and a human figure shaped by flaws, constraints, and changing circumstances. Its practical value lies in the lessons it offers about crisis management, political judgment, communication, and the interaction between personality and power. What distinguishes it from many other Kennedy biographies is that it is neither detached scholarship nor mere personal reminiscence. It combines firsthand access with political analysis, giving readers a record that feels authoritative without becoming sensational. For anyone trying to understand the Kennedy era in concrete terms, it remains one of the most revealing accounts available. If you would like to support Ted Sorensen, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.